Lesecki feeds it into the high post, and it's stolen by Schelke. Schelke for the layup right side. Can't get this one to fall. Rebound, Danny Hale.
Lesecki was in perfect defensive position to go ahead and alter that shot that Schelke put up.
Hale over to Lesecki, right wing. Back to Hale, left wing. 5:50 left in the third. 33-31, high reach by two. Potter, left, right block goes up, turns around, jump shot, this one's in. And we're back tied at 33. Potter with seven. 5.5 to play in the third. Seaman, right wing, drives into the lane, pulls up, over to Lemanski for the jump shot. This one's no good. Rebound to Cam.
Those are those little opportunity shots you got to hit.
Hale, left wing, feed it into Potter against Lemanski, and tries to skip it over to the opposite block, and it's kicked out of bounds by Schelke. Bad X and Ubley tied the entering of the fourth quarter, 48-48.
They played a close ball game on our first telegraph, didn't they?
Yeah, almost went to overtime. Sandusky inbounds it. Danny Hale, left wing, dribbles all the way down to the baseline. Back out to the top of the key now. To the Cam, back to Hale. Hale over to Lesecki, feeds it into Potter. Trying to go on that mismatch. He goes up, bounces off the backboard, in for 2 points. Brandon Potter with 9-4 in this quarter. Danny Hale steals the transition pass. Lesecki in the corner for three, no good. And rebound, they're going to say last touch by Harbor Beach.
Felton Oakey's checking in.
Replacing Devin Lemanski. So Harbor Beach going in with a little bit of a taller lineup. Gaffke at 6'4", Oakey at 6'7", and swats away Hale's pass, or shot. Josh Schelke goes up in transition for the layup, and he is fouled. They're going to say the foul is on the floor. This will be the third team foul against Sandusky. That was Dalton Oakey's fourth block of the night, and the third against Jacob Lesecki. Cody Seaman inbounding for the Pirates. Into Austin Seltz in the corner. Dribbles all the way back down to the key. Back to Seaman, right wing, against Hale. Seltz down to the key, over to Seaman again. Now Gaffke at the high post. Into the low post to Oakey. Triple team coming, kicks it back out to the right corner to Seltz for three. No. And rebound. Potter, actually Gaffke swings it in. Can't get that one to fall, and it's rebound by DeCam. Here comes Sandusky in transition. Potter for three, left corner. Yes. Brandon Potter now with 12 points, seven of those coming in this quarter. 38-33, Sandusky by five. Seaman to Seltz, left wing. Starts his dribble. Sandusky in a 2-3 zone. Over to Seaman, right wing. Back up to the top to Seltz. Seaman. Seltz gives it back to Schelke, over to Seaman, right wing. Back up to Schelke. Trying to feed into Oakey, nothing there. Seltz left wing, top of the key, Schelke. Dribbles into the lane, goes up, tries to draw something, floats it in for 2 points. 38-35, Sandusky by three. Danny Hale, top of the key, 3:20 left in the third quarter. Over to DeCam against Oakey. Potter now over to Lesecki, left wing. Sandusky's student section being fired up. Potter for three, right wing, no good. Rebound, Schelke. Here come the Pirates up the court. Schelke brings up himself. Over to Seltz, right wing for three. It is up, it is off the mark, and rebound, Potter. Fourth rebound in the score for Sandusky, 11th of the night. Into DeCam, left block, up to the high post to Potter, back down to the low post to DeCam, and Oakey swats this one away and brought in by Seaman. Schelke in transition, reverses in air, and it's in for 2 points. And where it's back to a one-point game at 38-37, Sandusky by one.
Like I said, both of these teams, they brought their A game tonight.
DeCam down to the baseline, tries to feed it over to Stone. It's tipped out of bounds by Seltz. And out of bounds, Sandusky on the near sideline. Substitution for Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch replaces Jason Gaffke. And Justin Miller replaces Jacob Lesecki. 2:28 left in the third quarter, 38-37, Sandusky by one and the ball. Stone dribbling against Schelke. Schelke guarding from 7 feet. To Potter, left wing. Feed it into the low post to DeCam against Oki. Oki swats this one straight out of bounds. And it'll be a Sandusky ball in front of their own bench. Sixth block for Oki of the night. He has 4 points and 5 rebounds.
And Josh Schulke was going after that loose ball and had to
high
totally
jump.
Hurdle the Sandusky bench.
2:05 left in the third. 38-37 Sandusky by one. Danny Hale drives down a left block, and this one's swatted away by Seaman. Here comes Seltz to left block. Schulke goes up for the layup, and this one's in for 2 points. Schulke playing this team on his back. Gives the lead back to Harbor Beach. 39-38, 1:45 left in the third. Danny Hale goes in a lane. This one's no good. Rebound Dalton Oki. Harbor Beach wasting no time coming to the court. Seaman at the top of the key. Schulke, right wing to the corner to Seltz. Back up to Schulke. Pops the three. It is up and is no good. Rebound Potter. 12th rebound for Sandusky. Seltz gets a hand on the pass coming up court. Out of bounds. Sandusky ball. 1:27 before the end of the third quarter. Harbor Beach leading by one, 39-38.
With all the deflections going on right now, the people in the stands are looking like they're on the first base side with a right-handed batter. I mean, the ball's going all over the place right now.
Danny Hale against Seaman. Screen set by Potter. Seaman still comes to the right block, and Hale takes the shot. No good. And a rebound, Harbor Beach, Brady Kirsch. The Pirates slowing things down. Josh Schulke across the timeline, left, right, across your radio. 60 seconds remain in the third quarter. Ron Rubel in no hurry, now gives it to Cody Seaman.
Sandusky still sitting back in their 2-3 zone.
55 seconds left, screen coming from Seaman. Schulke with it at the free throw line. Seltz thought about taking the three from NBA range, does not. Schulke now back with the ball, feeds it over to skip pass to Seaman. And Ron Rubel calls for last shot in the third quarter.
And this is with 40 seconds to go. I mean, the first 10 seconds of it, 20 seconds of it, just probing the Sandusky defense. But they've got a long way to go before they get to about maybe, 10 seconds before they start really start looking serious.
39-38, Harbor Beach leads by one over Sandusky. Now 20 seconds left in the third. Nearest defender to Schulke is 20 feet. 15 seconds left, still dribbling right about 2 feet from the 10-second line. To Seaman, right wing, back up to Schulke, over to Seltz, left wing. Screen comes through on the baseline to Seaman. 3 seconds left, and they're going to call 3 seconds on Oki and give the ball back to Harbor Beach to Sandusky with 3.3 seconds left. That is the 13th turnover for Harbor Beach.
Harbor Beach is full court pressing.
Danny Hale for the half court shot, no good. And at the end of the third quarter, Harbor Beach leads by one, 39-38 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Hey, Jenny, have you put any thought into college scholarships?
Yeah, a little. I'm not too worried.
Well, you should be, unless someone offers scholarships for cell phone use, in which you'd get a full ride.
As a matter of fact, Mr. Comedian, Thumb Cellular does just that.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, Thumb Cellular is offering a $1,500 scholarship for local students. All I have to do is submit a 1 to 5 minute creative video about how cell phones have changed the way people do business, work, and or live. I just need to film it on my phone and include a one-page cover letter. I'm going to thumbcellular.com/scholarship to learn the rest of the rules and submit my letter and video. The deadline is Friday, March 27th at midnight.
Well, in that case, I'm sure the cell phone queen will win for sure.
Ha ha, Dad. Very funny.
For more information, go to thumbcellular.com/scholarship. Thumb Cellular of Bad Axe, Carol Pigeon, and Sandusky, the talk of the thumb.
You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network. On to the final act. Harbor Beach leading by one, 39-38 over the Sandusky Redskins. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney with your call. Cody Seaman, top of the key, over to the left wing to Josh Schulke. Screen from Seaman at the high post. Back to Seaman. Dribbles down to the baseline. Picks up his dribble. Kicks it back out to Schulke for three. It is up. It is no good. And rebound brought in by Justin Miller of Sandusky. To the left wing to Danny Hale, dribbling back up top of the key, all the way over to the right wing, drives down to the baseline, goes up for the layup. This one's too easy. In for two. Danny Hale now with 18 points.